Hi everyone, this is your audio update for the 31st of March, 2021. Once again, I'm sorry for the late update. I had to take Monday and Tuesday off this week unexpectedly, but I am working on getting a backup lined up for the future just in case I need to be away again. Now, enough about that, we've got this month's Bloodlust Lanessa update ready for you, so let's jump in. The finishing touches are currently 5.7% complete, the overall production is 70.8% complete, and the tentative release date is Christmas 2021. So, those numbers and dates I just said, let me elaborate on what they mean. The first number of 5.7% is the result of a couple columns and formulas that have been added to Mero's production spreadsheets to track his progress by completed shots. By adding this feature to his workflow, it means Mero won't have to estimate how far along he is with updates, but this new number only captures the work Mero is doing to tidy up the animation to our standard. The second percentage of 70.8% is the entire production percentage, and that includes Mero's work plus all the post-production we have left. The post-production includes effects, final render, editing, audio and voiceover, marketing, and more. We've estimated the post-production as being 15% of the total production, but if that ends up being a bit off, we'll just adapt it as necessary once the work is being assigned. So, given all of that, Mero is now comfortable setting Christmas as our tentative release date. This means touch-ups will be done in August or September, with some post-production work occurring before then as the scenes become ready, and into November. So let us know if you have any questions, if that's unclear, but if not, just try browsing the text version of the update because it might be a little bit more clear in text. So moving on to the Cypunk 1000 patrons vaginal sex animation. Mero says the first few seconds of the lip sync animation is looking good, and he sent it back for more work before he begins cleanup. He did note that the overall process is a bit tricky due to how the clip was created. It's not as simple as just dropping the audio clip in and adjusting the animation. Moving on to the Circle of Love 1000 patrons double penetration animation. This animation is getting closer to where we want it, so we're in the process of setting up some cameras to capture the best angles. For the Flying High image set, we're adding an additional cum shot to part 2, which we'll post tomorrow, and part 4 is also still in the works. And finally, for the fan service image set, Sayako's outfit is still on the table this week if there's time, but not much progress here so far just because the bigger projects take precedent. And that wraps up this week's update. Thank you, and have a good week.